Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Provocative Thoughts.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world, the new Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Well, good afternoon, Los Angeles. Good early evening.
Pre-evening.
Orlando, and good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. Hello, world. You're listening to A Better You Saturday with myself, Tommy Bahamas, and as always, the good doctor, the beautiful doctor to be, my best friend, my co-host, and my wife is with me at the helm. Some would say my better half. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Hello, world, and may I say, bazinga.
Folks, we are so thrilled to be back on the air with you today. We have a very full show for you today. And we are going to do our best to give you some updates as to what has happened in the time we were off the air and why we were off the air. But more than that, I want to thank you for coming back to be on the listen to the show with us around the world. We are honored to have our guest on today, and I'll tell you a little bit about our guest in just a moment. But our guest today is Prophet Marquise Griffin. And there's a little backstory behind that we'll share in just a bit. But first, on with the show. We're honored to have him on with us today and for him to talk about his book and his ministry and the event that he had last night. But first, let's get on with the show. The listener lines are open for you guys if you're out there. 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are also open for you around the world on the internet. We welcome the listeners in Finland, England, Sweden, Iceland. We welcome our loyal listeners over on the other side of the world in Kazakhstan, Pakistan, and Israel. And finally, the truly dedicated listeners who are just getting up on Sunday morning, go to church today, folks. Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia, welcome to the show today. I love it. And there we go. The lights are starting to go. The chat rooms are lighting up. The European mediums are starting to go. Go Spreaker. AOL chat room, iTunes, go, go. And those of you on Facebook who are listening to us through the internet here in America, you can click on the link directly on Facebook through the group page or ours individually, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, type in TL Bethel, and you can participate in a chat room there. And on with the show. We want to say a special thank to our mentors, Brother and David, Brother and Sister David and Cindy Murdoch, David's big brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Anna Sweet, Jerry Savell, Brother Don Coffeen, and Joe Pernito.
Don't forget Pastor Tim.
Pastor Tim Walker, that's right. And Prophet Marquise Griffin, who's with us today. I'm so thrilled. We thank you truly from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our story and changing our life. And it's actually part of the upcoming book, which is now finished, called Undenied, For Only the Truth is Undenying. Listen, folks, if you have any questions today, we encourage you to call the listener line or to go into the chat rooms and ask. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that we only grow through finding our difference in this world. We find our difference from those around us. And when we find our difference, it's when we truly have growth and understanding and wisdom. So listen up, folks. We are planning to be back on the air with you midweek, and it's going to be a little rough because whether you realize it or not, Lois and I, we're people too. And just like you, we work. We work our regular jobs. And I am absolutely honored and thrilled, and it's part of the reason we've been, you know, off the air a little bit. We've moved, and we've set up the new studio, which we're talking to you now from live.
Yeah.
And I've gone back to the secular world, if you will. I've had to you got to survive in the world. We have to work, and I'm at a position which I'm absolutely thrilled. I love my job.
And he's very good at it too, I must say.
Yes, and I get to work one row over from my beautiful wife, and I was able to be working for the same company. I won't tell you where it is because you guys are coming throngs to our doors, and they won't let you in. But
nice to go to work with my bestie.
It's nice to go to work across the street.
Yeah.
So there's no long commute, and there's no wear and tear on the car, and there's no. Well, we're up at 4 a.m. to go to work, folks, so you can understand. It's been
a bit of an acclimation.
Yes, I would say so. You know, the last 3 weeks have been between me being sick for 60 days and technology problems that we had and work problems and health, you know, issues of numerous different things. We are back, and we're hoping to get back as early as this coming week with our Wednesday show, the Whimsical Wednesday show, which is usually our musical act. But as of now, just so you know, we will be continuing on with the weekend format, which means we'll have at least one guest on, or you know, maybe we'll freehand it and do like we used to do and just be the two of us. Though, how would you feel about that?
Well, I like it when it's just the two of us.
Me too. But because we're doing a weekend format and we're doing what we used to do in a week, in a day, we will extend the show a little bit, and we may go back to having a musical guest as well as an individual guest on the show once a week. As for now, we're going to pursue going back to Wednesday and having a show on Wednesday evenings or Wednesday afternoons late, depending. And I guess that will all depend on a lot of different factors, but mostly on you, the listeners, and how we feel and obligations at work. If you want to be a musical act and be part of our show, you're welcome to write us directly at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, and we will listen to your music and talk to you off the air and have you back on the show as our guest. I can't wait, personally. We have quite a few guests lined up in the next coming weeks, and let's see if I can find some of those. We have Kelly Vaughn, who's planning to come on. And we have a couple of new groups that we're looking at.
Yeah.
We have Abby Ann, who just released her EP, which she's been with us. So she was the season opener. And we were so honored this week to get Abby's. She sent us a signed copy of the new album.
17.
17, that's right. God bless her. When she started out her career with us, she was only a wee lass
at
15
was.
Years of age. And we're so proud of her. She's blowing up.
Into an amazing woman, really.
Well, I was going to say she's blowing up Nashville at this point. And she's working with some incredible people. We have Walker Reed, and we're hoping to get back Miss Melissa Belia as she comes back and does the second half of her musical interview where we feature her music because she's a songwriter. And as always, we will have the usual, some cooks and some doctors, some musical producers, authors, actors, soap opera stars, movie producers and directors, and movie companies.
And the average Joe.
Well, we have the average Joe on all the time. And we also have our favorite, the ministry. It is a great day here in America, and we're honored and proud. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to bring on our guest today. And I want to tell you a little bit about the listener contests and the website and the book, and then we will bring Marquise on today. We have been working very diligently toward a new and improved website, and we do apologize, and we thank you for all the comments. Those of you who have sent me messages and emails and different little notes during my sickness, God bless you. I appreciate it very much. And those of you who have sent us comments in humor about the website, we do apologize for the skeleton version of the website, but we are diligently working to get that up and running as we go into the next part of 2015. We're weeks away of having something new up.
It's challenging when you're juggling so many things.
It truly is. As I said, Undenied, the book is complete. We're in the editing and finishing stage. It's the story, the complete story of the wild ride from beginning to present date. And we are hoping to get that out to you produced through Amazon and through Barnes & Noble and everything, as well as Kindle, before the end of April. I'm hoping it's going to be sooner than that, but we're working diligently, as I said. So here's the listener contests. First of all, we are looking diligently for illustrators. We have three children's stories, and our friends who were on a couple weeks ago, the Krasajic brothers, have one of our stories that they're working on presently, but we do have two others. You are welcome to write to us directly at the studio here, and we will send you the words, and you can write your own illustrations to it. It's to be published in a world publication, and we're honored. I already have two others that have already been produced, and we're with Undenied, and we're working on the ninth at this point, ninth book.
And I'm writing some in my head.
Well, if you didn't know it, Lois is also a tremendous poet and writer and philosopher as well. And her first book, Prefaces and Deflections, mm-hmm. is already out there. You can find it. We'll give you more information later in the show. The listener contest. You have the opportunity to create the ending for this show. Now, we've done it all four seasons we've been on the air. We do have a winner this season, but that does not mean we are not taking submissions, because we have been blessed to be on the show around the world with you guys, traveling America for the last 5 years. And we continue, with God's grace, we intend to do it as long as He'll let us.
Amen.
That being said, the song or the contest, the music for the contest should be 125 seconds to a minute and 30 seconds. Should have the name of the show, the host names, myself, Tommy Bahamas, as well as LJ. And we hope that you will submit your submission today. As we continue to expand into the Undenied Television and Radio Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who is willing to grow and work with this company. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. All of these can be, you can just put the subject in the subject line, what you're writing about, and you can send it directly to positivevibes1014@gmail.com or call us at the studio directly at 424-281-9822.
And that's not the listener line?
No, that's not the listener line. That's the studio directly. So, remember, if you're on the chat rooms and you want to write something or ask a question for today's guest, Prophet Marquise Griffin, please do. If you're out there and you want to speak, 516-595-8269 is the number for the listener line to call in direct. When you come on, you will be on the live feed. You will not be speaking to us, but if you press 1, it'll flag the engineer to let us know that you want to come on the show, and we will pick you up by the first 3 numbers of your prefix that you're calling from. That being said, let's get into today's show. I'm so excited. You know, Lois and I mean, it's all in the book Undenied, but when we came here to Central Florida, it was directly by guidance from God. And I would say we were already here a year at the point, weren't we? We were already down here a year when we had the privilege and the honor of meeting our next guest. Because that happened, we got down here in January, and
yeah.
that was March of last year.
It was March the year after. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we came down. We were blessed to one of our mentors, Dr. Mike Murdoch, came to Orlando last year, March. And Lois and I had gotten contact with Dr. Mike and found out he was having a members meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were asked. We were contacted by Dr. Mike's people at the Wisdom Center in Fort Worth, and they asked us, because we were local to the area, if we wanted to come down and volunteer to help to set up for the members' meeting. And Lois and I, always having the heart of a servant, we said, of course, absolutely. So we went down to, I believe it wasn't the Hyatt, it was the Marriott, yeah?
I think it was the Sheraton in Orlando, I think.
Was it? I thought it was the Marriott. It doesn't matter. What does matter is it was a beautiful place. Down off of International Drive, I believe.
Yes.
And we went down, and Ron Bowman was there, and Prophet Marquise was there, and we were there helping to set up before Dr. Mike came on. And I walked in, and Ron was showing me, you know, take your books and put it over here and set this up over there. And there was this gentleman sitting very quietly off in the corner, and he was setting up all of the equipment for the members meeting. And at that time, I didn't realize that the entire thing would be broadcast live back to Fort Worth through the Wisdom Center and the website to all of the different partners around the world. And I remember specifically, I thought I was going to be a cameraman, because, you know, Marquise was over there, and he was taking care of the whole ball of wax. When I tell you, he was taking care of the music, he was taking care of the levels, he was taking care of making sure the video was set up. He was the man. And he was sitting there very quietly, being the man that he is, running, you know, what did they say? The man behind the curtain, if you will.
Yeah.
If he was not there running things, it would not have gone as smooth as it did. When Pastor Tim came up and said, cue that music came on, and it was where it needed to be. Now, in the last year or so, we have been very, very blessed. Some of the people who were mentors to us have been, God has saw fit to put them right back in our path. and we've been able to have direct contact with them. So all things happen for the better of the good in God's time, always. And so it's not a surprise to us when we saw Marquis come up, and we knew immediately, as soon as I saw him come up, I knew immediately that he was to be a guest on our show. I prayed about it, and I was blessed with some insight from the Spirit to say, let's get him on as quick as we could.
So, let's get him on as quick as we can.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor and my privilege to bring to the world stage today Prophet Marquis Griffin. Are you
with
us?
Hello, men of God, I'm here. Thank you for having me today.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to the world stage, and thank you for blessing us and honoring us today and the world. You know, as I was just saying, you know, it was so funny. I've found in my time, he has such a wonderful sense of humor, and the one thing that I have learned in recent years is that there's a lot of us, when we pick our own will, we think that because we don't get an answer, or the answer we want when we want it, that God's telling us no, and it's not. Because sometimes it's just not now is not no. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And so when we met last year, I was honored to meet you and Brother Ron. And and actually to be there to help, to volunteer, to help with Dr. Mike. And I find no irony that God has blessed us and blessed you as well over the time, you know, and we welcome you to the show. What we'd like to do is allow you to introduce yourself to the world stage, to the listeners of the show, and tell them a little bit about yourself and how you became the person that you are today. Then we'll get into your ministry and your book and the event that you had last night.
Thank you so much. Listen, I have to start way back when I was 19 years old. That was a moment of impact for me. That was the moment my life really began to take a turn for the better. And that's why I wrote a book called 53 Days to a Better You. Now, there's a reason why I have such a determination to be better. I come from a background where my dad was addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. My dad to this day still lives with my grandmother, which is his mother, that raised me, adopted me. My mom used to be on drugs. She's delivered from drugs. Now she's given her life to Christ because of my ministry and me giving my
Praise
life to God. But when you don't have a father and you don't have a mother there for you, it really affects you. It really, really affects the way you think, what you desire. And they say, normally when someone don't have a father, they either go the opposite direction. They either get on drugs, they become angry. For me, yes, I turned to drugs. Was I angry as a child? Very angry as a child. But I had a turning point moment when I was 19 years old. I was rapping. I started doing radio when I was about 16 years old in Monroe, Louisiana. And I was on the radio station there, hip-hop station. I became very popular in my community. I ended up getting a record deal through my rap with a guy named Big Ed the Assassin. You may have heard of his best friend, Master P.
Yes.
And my world was great in my eyes at the time, being 19 years old, going to the club, you know, having all the fun, the things that I saw on TV. I was like, yes, I'm close to my dream. And the guy who gave me the deal, he died of cancer. And when he died of cancer, all the fans and all the people that was there, everybody that said that they loved me, they was going to support me. They was there for the hype and the fame. There was nowhere to be found in my pit. And I was depressed. I went through depression and where I couldn't sleep. I stayed up all night. And I had never heard of, like, ministries and preachers, really. And I was watching TV. At the time, I didn't know the lady was Joyce Meyer. I didn't know who Joyce Meyer was. To me, she was just a lady on TV. And I thought I was getting ready to die. I thought I had AIDS. I thought my life was over. And she said on her TV program, she said, I don't know who's watching. It was at the end of the program, at the end of her sermon. She said, somebody is watching, and you think that you're getting ready to die, but God said there's life for you. I broke into tears. It just caught me. And I gave my life to God that night. The next morning, I went and bought a Bible, and my life instantly changed. And I got filled filled with the Holy Spirit, took my tongue ring out my mouth. I instantly stopped doing drugs, instantly stopped cursing, instantly stopped fornicating, and my life changed for the better.
That's God the
Father. Then here's the next moment of impact. I left Monroe, Louisiana, when God told me to. I had $125 to my name, and I came to Dallas Christian College to go to theology school for about 2 years. And that's when I met a lady by the name of Pastor Alva. She knew Mike Murdoch, and she gave me a box of Mike Murdoch books. Really never heard of Mike Murdoch, saw him on TV. I didn't know a lot about the Christian world. And I start reading his books. And after I start reading his book, it's like a fire, and I began to change. And God blessed me to come out to Fort Worth to visit Dr. Murdoch Church. Make a long story short, I joined the church. I was there at his church for 6 years, and I became a staff member, prophet at the church, assistant office manager. Got promoted to media manager, and God just began to elevate me, teaching live on the internet with Dr. Murdoch, did 3 TV programs with Dr. Murdoch. I mean, God opened up major doors for my life.
Praise God. Praise God.
And now, here's where I'm at right now. Because I served Dr. Murdoch so faithfully, I was, like you said, I was there at the event. I set up all Dr. Murdoch's media, all his live, all the TV programs. I was the media guy. One day, Dr. Murdoch called me the media mogul. I thought that.
No doubt.
He said, "You the media mogul. This man makes it happen." But I was making sure, being faithful, making sure that all of his content, I'm content driven, making sure all of the content was on the website, making sure things were there so people can be blessed by the ministry. To me, right. It didn't matter if it was me or not. It was just about people getting that word and that wisdom that could change
Amen.
Their life.
Amen.
And now I have my own ministry, have my own website. Well, I've been having my own website while I was serving Dr. Murdoch. But last night I did an event that was out of this world. So I'm here now with my own ministry, Prophet Marquez, and I'm doing what God called me to do prophetically. And there's a prophetic move of God happening, and I'm glad that you have me on the show today.
Well, we are absolutely honored. You know,
we are
very, very similar to your story. As I just said at the beginning of the show, that is a lot of what occurred for us. You know, I'm not going to get into the whole thing because that's another story for another day. But I will say this. Lois and I came down here. I mean, Lois started off as my personal assistant, and then she helped me with my first couple of books. And then when I got the opportunity and the offer, as you were saying, I got God blessed me with an opportunity to move to Hollywood and have my own show. And Lois said, "You're not leaving me here." And so I flew across the country, picked her up. We packed up all of her stuff. We packed up all of my stuff. We shipped it all out to California, and we took the long haul from New York all the way to California. And God, the rest of the story was blessed. It took us, I don't know, over 2 years before I realized that this God had blessed me with my significant other and my wife. And I asked her on the air to marry me. And during our honeymoon, we came here to Central Florida. And I heard a word say, you know, if this is where you belong, seek and you will find. And I asked Lois if she knew anybody. She used to live here in Florida. And sure enough, there was a job opportunity. And within a month or so, we were given the opportunity to move here. And I think we were here about 6 or 7 months. No, actually, I guess it was closer to 8. Before both of us, in prayer and reverence, we said, "Lord, we're not trying to be like Gideon, but if you brought us here, you know, not asking you to prove yourself, but why did you bring us here? Show us a sign." And that's when we got introduced to Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike had been doing what they used to be called the Sheraton, now it's Heart for the World, with Daystar. And at the time, I didn't realize it. I thought it was a live event. And Lois had gone off to work, and she and I had a huge fight. And in the midst of my frustration coming back here to the house, or to our apartment at that time, I hit my knees and I prayed and I asked God to, again, show me a sign. And what would have been my normal television show that morning was interrupted. The channel was locked into Daystar Network, and Dr. Mike came on, and he started playing and singing songs to the Holy Spirit. And I'll make a really long story short. I was immediately touched, And I got on the phone to Lois at work. I wasn't aware of it at the time. Lois's the computer at work was down, so she wasn't able to function. We came home, and Dr. Mike was still on, and he stopped in the middle of playing a song.
Can I tell him?
Yes, please tell him.
He was singing, and he stopped in the middle, looked at the camera, and said, "Lois, the devil is real."
And went back to playing.
I freaked.
And so we had the captions on. The words were scrolling across the screen. We replayed it about five times, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and we said, "Okay, we're here. This is where we're supposed to be. God just gave us a sign, you know. We heard a word, and from that point on, we the same thing you were saying. We got Dr. Mike's music. We became members of the Wisdom Center, even though we're here in Florida. We are members of the Wisdom Center. Congregation. We watch and religiously. We give our tithes and. We watched the sermon every week, and that was why when he came to this area, we were contacted directly by the Wisdom Center as volunteers, and that's how we met. And so I completely understand. I cannot tell you in words other than the blessings that we both have received from the wisdom and the teachings of Dr. Mike. Our house is adorned with books. We're so blessed to have his music in our house, in our car, and everything that we're doing, we can honestly say we give glory to God, and we thank. It's one of the reasons every show we thank our mentors, because each one of them had a different part. And I completely understand. I used to watch Joyce Myers too, but and I felt the same way. I said, "Who is this woman on television with the draw?" You know. But she's got some tremendous word. So, before we get into the event and what you did last night, I do want to talk about, because one of the first things when you and I had contact on Facebook and then through your own ministry and Twitter and such, I was truly blessed by the message that you were sending out through the devotions that were being received every day, the 53 days of a better you, and I want you to tell the listeners of the world about your book, because I received such a tremendous every day when you were putting it out there, I was blessed not only by the scripture but by your personal thoughts, and I honestly believe that the listeners out there they deserve to be blessed as well.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I have a book called 53 Days to a Better You. Now, this is profound to me how this book came across. I was in a broken place, financially broken, just really at the lowest place that I can be, living in a small one-bedroom apartment with my wife and barely making any money just to have food and pay the light bill. And I began to seek the presence of God, and I didn't understand why, because I knew I loved God. I came from a deliverance ministry with prayer, fasting, consecrating, believing God, prophesying, seeing people healed, delivered from drugs, alcohol. But financially, as a man, I was lacking so much vision and all these things. And God began to talk to me about principles. And that's when I really began to see a change in my life. He was showing me his word. And God personally gave me 53 principles that made my life better. When I applied these 53 principles, my income tripled, literally tripled, just by following these principles. And it happened in 53 days. And I said, if my life can turn around financially, emotionally, physically, and doors, ministry doors, open, big doors, in just 53 days, I said, I got to get this material out so people can get their life turned around just like me in 53 days.
Praise God.
Praise God. I got to tell you, 53 days ago, Lois and I were sitting here scratching our heads. We had a legal battle with the state that was going on. We had financial issues that was going on in reference to work. We had all kinds of we didn't have any work. I mean, we didn't have any money coming through the door. We were still blessed. I can tell you this. Today, we went from no income to double income. Today, that issue with the state We won. It's been resolved as of 3 days ago. All of those things have come to fruition. Everything that we have put our hand to has prospered. And everything that we have been, I mean, again, you know, this is the reason why it is such a tremendous blessing. And it is. If you seek, you will find. If you look, God will bless you. But, you know, that's what I was saying at the beginning when we were talking. There is times where we think because we do not get an answer in our time that God is far away and God is not. His hand is in motion all the time. And it is a matter of diligence. It is a matter of faith. It is a matter of perseverance. It is a matter of belief. And it is a matter of just having that heart to know that nothing that God's word does not return to him void. And everything that he says in his promises, I mean, you know, the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
It's only through our seeking, it's only through us feeding upon the word of God that he blesses us. And it's that meditation and that keeping that thought and those things always in our conscious mind. I always thought that, you know, when my father was a minister and I was the classic rebellious son, I did not want to have anything to do with ministry. And I fought most of my life against that, truthfully, until I got a word and God blessed me, similar to what happened to you. I found out the hard way that when I was doing things my way, like you said, I was surviving, but I was not thriving. I was not prosperous. I always took the wheel back and did what I wanted to do. And the end result was the same. I ran into walls. I had all kinds of problems. I was not blessed. I was not happy. I did not have any joy in my heart. Now I find the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now I find that everything I do, if I am seeking truthfully in my heart and I am diligent about those things, and my wife, God bless, man, you know, one of those first things that we heard Dr. Mike say was to take that first 7 minutes every morning in that secret place. And we spend, I mean, if it's 2 a.m, we wake up, we go and we spend that time, you know, because that's the most important thing. You know, just make sure, you know, you can read your Bible, but if you don't spend that time in the presence of and presence of the Spirit and presence of God, I'm not going to say I could be blessed. Everybody has a different story, but it's that diligence and that seeking.
The hunger.
The hunger. Yes. Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got on my soapbox a little bit, but anyway, you were saying. I apologize. But I got excited about what you were saying because it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, 60 days ago, we were praying every day, Lord, bring this to fruition. Lord, bless us with, you know. And I can tell you, this is the first time I have gone back to work in the secular world, close to a decade, and I cannot remember the last time I was blessed in so many ways. I'm happy about life again. I'm happy about what I'm doing, and I thank you. What I was receiving from you, the word I was receiving every day, it helped me. It blessed me, and I'm honored to be able to help, to allow you to give the rest of the world the rest of your story.
Well, one of the number one things that I've learned from Dr. Murdoch is Proverbs 4:7, wisdom, wisdom.
Yes.
What is wisdom? What is wisdom? What is wisdom? And I used to be so shocked every time he took the pulpit. He kept saying the same thing over and over again. He kept defining what wisdom was. And I'm going to be honest with you. The first 10 times he said it, I did not get anything he said.
Uh-huh.
But he kept saying it. And then my eyes opened. I'm hallelujah. Let me slow down. I want you to hear this. The thing was, and this is what we sometimes forget, is that when Jesus come into our life and we receive him and his blood washes us, he do not take away every single thing at once. The process begins. The process begins. And everybody's testimony is different. For whatever reason, when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, the first thing happened to me was that tongue ring. I can't explain it. It's just my tongue literally swole. It was swollen. And the first thing I did was just instantly. I didn't hear God tell me to take the tongue ring out of my mouth. I just did it. So I'm linking it back to what is wisdom. My eyes was open. And I realized that God had to deliver me from a spirit of poverty that came from my lineage. Mm. My grandmother never finished high school, never got a degree in high school. She was married when she was 14 years old. She was a janitor all of her life. Nothing wrong with being a janitor at all.
Right.
My grandfather, who raised me, he was a janitor all of their life. So their mindset was limited from their experience. So the only thing that my grandparents can teach me, who adopted me because my parents wasn't healthy enough to raise me, only thing they could have taught me is what they knew.
Right.
And what they knew was a place of limitation. Somebody is listening, and you're limited. You have maxed out, and that's what happened to me. I've maxed out all of my resources that I had access to. Dr. Murdoch gave me an opportunity to get access to more resources.
Right.
And what that resource was information. I had an opportunity to receive mentorship. That means somebody that knew more than me, who had more than me, who had more access, who had more training, who had more parenting, can now share that with me. And
right.
I think that's the number one thing that changed my life. But here's what I love about it. I had to be broken enough to even receive it. Because sometimes we don't want to receive from people.
Amen.
I was in a place where I just had enough. I got tired of eating certain banquet dinners. I just got tired of not having it.
I understand.
I said, Lord, I love these frozen dinners, but I want some fried chicken. I'm tired of making this little $8 an hour. Like I'm content. I'm happy, but there's more that I desire. And God told me, he said, that desire increase does not come from you. It comes from me.
Yes.
The fact that you want to have children, I put that in you. The fact that you want to do ministry, I put that in you. The fact that you want to help people, I put that inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, I just have a desire to help somebody. Whether I just want to help them. And he said, I'm going to walk you through a process. And that's why I wrote that book. Can I share something from my book? It's the number one thing that changed my life.
Absolutely.
The number one principle that changed my life forever was day one, the first day. The first day, and in my book, 53 Days to a Better You. By the way, you can order my book on my website, thepainremover.com. You can download the book or you can pay for the hard copy, and I will ship that to you. But on page 5, it says, you decide your future.
Mm.
Now I said, but wait a minute. Now this is what Dr. Murdoch taught about wisdom, what wisdom come in. I said, wait a minute, God. You said in Jeremiah that before I was formed in my mother's womb, you knew me.
That's right.
And you said that you called me as a prophet to the nations. So that means I shouldn't be working at Walmart. That's what I was thinking. I said, why you got me working over here at this job? I'm a prophet to the nation. You said in your word that you know my thoughts and you know the plans that you have for me. So
that's
I don't understand why you're telling me that I decide my future. And then that's when wisdom came in. Wisdom is the ability to recognize difference in
difference.
People, different in a moment, different in the scripture.
Knowing
when that scripture apply. There's a scripture in the Bible that says there's a time to kill. There's another scripture in the Bible that says thou shalt not kill.
That's right.
God, are you bipolar? What are you talking about? It's time to kill? Are you bipolar? No. God is a God of wisdom. God know that it's not right for me to kill, but he know if somebody break in my house to try to murder my family, the desire he put in me, the instinct is going to naturally protect my family.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I would attack anybody that's trying to attack my 1-year-old, 8-year-old son, 8-month-old son, and 4-year-old daughter. I can't stop it. It's inside of me. I want to protect them. And that's what I learned from you decide your future. God was saying, it's up to you to believe me. You have to decide if you're going to believe me. Marquez, you have to decide if you're going to follow me. You have to decide if you're going to do the things that I tell you to do. And by you believing me, you just decided your future. Because I know the plans that I have for you, but you don't have to follow those plans.
Sure.
that messed me up because I thought it was automatic because God planned it.
Right.
So, like right. This is the best example I can give you, and I'm going to turn it back over. My wife, I can plan a day with her. I can plan it out. I can write it on paper. I can say, at this time, we're going to do this. At this time, I'm going to take her out to dinner. At this time, we're going to go to the movies. I can plan it all out. But it doesn't mean it's going to automatically happen. She first has to receive it.
Yeah, amen.
Don't look at me like that.
I understand.
She has to receive whatever it is that I plan to do. And that's what God said. God said the church is his bride. Jesus has a bride. And he's preparing something for the church. But the church has to receive it.
Amen.
Go ahead, man. God, you fired me up today.
Well, I tell you, you know, that's one of the first things that I remember when we were actually, we started watching Dr. Mike every night. We got it recorded, and I remember the first time I heard him say, I am a receiver, and I am a receiver. And just like you, Lois and I sat there at the very beginning. We said, every single time we watch Dr. Mike, he says the same thing. But I realized something. He emphasized everything in threes, and that's something important in the Bible. And I realized that sometimes me, when I take my own will, I'm a thick-headed person. I'm a very strong, self-willed person. I'm a very determined person. And sometimes it takes three or more times for me to hear it, for me to get it, for me to receive it. And I know for myself that even to this day, what you just said, Lois, praise God, she came into my life and – everybody else knew that she was supposed to be my wife before I did. I was not receiving it.
Yep.
God gave me somebody formidable, somebody who was compatible, somebody who understood me and still had enough of her own presence to be able to stand next to me. And I was blessed enough to be able to listen. That was a big thing for me, you know. I mean, not that I didn't have the capacity to be able to hear, but there's a big difference between hearing and listening. And sometimes for me, I learned very, very shortly into our association because, as I said, she was working with me before we ever, you know, before we went on the road, before we were broadcasting, before we ended up being, you know, housemates in a house with another person. I realized very quickly that Lois's capacity to speak wisdom and my ability to listen to what she had to say was a matter, as you were just saying, of humbling myself and not thinking that I knew everything. And there was times when it came to ministry, when it came to the scripture, when it came to she would, lack of better word, she would slap me down and say, you know that it's not what they said. You know that it's not what they meant. And I was brought up, one of the worst things in the world you could possibly be is a hypocrite. And so she had a way of tempering me and saying, listen, and I can honestly say to this day that God has blessed me. I'm a lot more reserved than I used to be. I can hear now where I did not. Not that I thought I was better than anybody else. But I, like yourself, I grew up in the streets. I grew up in New York, and so I learned how to survive. I learned how to defend myself. I learned how to listen to what people said. But there was a wall of trust that you had to earn my respect. I would listen to what you had to say, but that didn't necessarily mean I believed what you said. You had to prove it to me, you know. And I was the classic Thomas. Not that I was a doubter on everything. There were some things I was able to be blessed enough to take in faith. But there was a whole lot of things that happened in life that I had to see it before I understood it. I had to touch it before I believed. And as you were just saying, I was blessed. I have been blessed over the last, you know, 5 years, 6 years of my life. I have been able to humble myself. I have been able to listen. I have been able to receive. I have been able to open my heart and open my mind and be blessed with the Spirit to be able to receive wisdom, not only just from my mentors like yourself, but from the Scripture and from spending that time in the secret place, praying and being in the Spirit. One of the greatest lessons I ever learned was taking that time in prayer is not just to go in and say my prayers and to spend my time, and I have to also listen. I also have to stop. I have to that's what being a receiver is. You have to listen. You have to be in that presence of, and it took me most of my life to be able to receive that.
Wow.
So, wow.
We got a little off.
Yeah, I did. I got a little off track. But I one of the things I love about this show is that it is, when the presence of God is here, we go with the flow, with what the Spirit and what comes up. And
That's right.
That is the only way to be.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your event last night?
Yes, about PMG Network.
It's funny because, when I say funny, meaning figure of speech, what you just said, because my event last night was just that. I want to say this. My event was something God put in my heart. It's called the PMG Network, Prophets Meet and Greet Network. Let me go back to my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to bless somebody. When God filled me with the Holy Spirit, and that night that I took my tongue ring out, I heard an audible voice came in my room loud inside of the room and said, "You are a prophet to the nation." Now, that may sound cliche to someone who know the Bible, but to a man like me who never read the Bible, I did not understand what that meant. So I wrote on the paper, prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T. I am a prophet to the nation. I had to go search the Bible. I never knew when God spoke that to me, I never knew there was a such thing as P-R-O-P-H-E-T, prophet. Never heard of it. So I began to search the Bible. I began to study the word. And then I read a scripture that says, "You are a prophet to the nation." I said, "I heard God tell me that. This is in the Bible?"
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't know much about church, so I start going to church, and my journey began. Did my journey begin when I start going to church? My time with God was different than me going to church. When I was going to church, I saw the good and the bad. I learned so much. When I got to church and I started going forth in my ministry, and prophetically, I grew up in the Baptist church. And I preached my first sermon in a Baptist church. They did not receive speaking in tongues. They didn't believe in speaking in tongues. They didn't believe in prophets. So I was nervous because my pastor wanted me to preach. But God was showing me and helping me to understand what I was getting ready to go into, and that I'm going to be with people that believe different things. There are some people who believe parts of the Bible. There are some preachers. And I'm not knocking preachers or coming against church, but we have to address this because this is where God is taking us. He's taking us to a different place. There are some preachers who will preach prosperity and refuse to preach on sin.
That's right.
There are some preachers who will preach on sin, but they refuse to preach on prosperity.
That's the truth. That's right.
And so God began to show me that we got to preach the whole Bible, the word of God. And so he said, "Prophet, this is what I want you to do. I want you to start a network where prophets, people who are called to the prophetic mantle, who is called to the prophetic office, who has a prophetic mantle." He said, "I want you to call all of them together and you do an event, not a church service." And he said, "I want you to pray over their business. Tell them to bring their business card." And that's what we did last night. It was an event where prophets came together. We meet and we greet. We had food. We had punch. We call it church punch with the Hawaiian punch and the pineapple and stuff like that. We had that. we had We had I called them sandwiches because I'm from Louisiana. We had sandwiches, and we had a good time. And, you know, and the people was blessed. And can I tell you, Tommy, the Spirit of God just flowed. We just went with what God. It was just a move of God. It wasn't a set thing. We prophesied. We got through prophesying. We worshiped. And then we prophesied some more. And then God told me to get up and prophesy outside of the worship. And he gave me a word for the church and gave me a word for the nation. He said that we are no longer are in a dry season. He said we are no longer following the leadership of Moses, but we are now following the leadership of Joshua. That means the Joshua anointing. God said that his church and his people would not die in Egypt, but they would not die in the wilderness, but they will enter his promise. They will go into the promised land. And I prophesied that last night. People got delivered, set free. People got set free from demonic forces. People got set free from bondage. People got set free from wrong mindset, wrong thinking. And I told the people last night, I said, we got to know where we've been so we can go where God has taken us.
Praise God. That's right.
Now, where have we been as a church? And I laid it out real to them. I said, as a church, in these last 5 years, we have been under, maybe longer than that, but I'm specifically talking about the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. We have been under a major attack and under a major influence of the world.
Right.
Of the world. Now, in some cultures, you cannot tell clergy from the world.
Amen.
It's true.
It's so true.
You can't even see the difference sometimes. And God said that there should be a difference between the church and the world. Why? So when we at our secular jobs, we can influence the world.
Right.
We can't influence the world and improve the world if we act like the world.
That's right.
We can't cuss like the world. We can't cuss like the world. We can't lie like the world. We can't pat a cake and beat around the subject of homosexuality like the world. We can't pat a cake around the subject of abortion. We cannot no longer hide behind our key positive messages. God is saying, I'm raising up some leaders who's going to be bold enough to stand up and call sin, sin. God said, I'm raising up some Joshua leaders who's going to talk about more than prosperity, who's going to talk about more than growing your business. God said, I want some leaders who's going to tell me more than about my money, more than about my prosperity, but I want you to talk about prosperity and sin. Now, here's why, because God wants the total man to be whole. He wants our soul to prosper as we prosper. And that's what has been happening. People have been getting better jobs, more money, things like that, but their soul is messed up. And so God is taking us to a place of restoration in our soul, prosperity in our soul. And that's what happened last night at this event. And I'm telling you, you can go on my Facebook timeline and see the highlights. The anointing was so thick. Did you see that?
Yes, I watched. Yay. I watched the videos, and I'm excited. You know, I was honored, but more than that, as we were coming to broadcast today, you know, and a couple of weeks ago we were supposed to come to broadcast and. And I knew that this event was coming, but as that event was going on last night, I was inspired. You know, back in the day, I like yourself, I heard a word too, and it was one word. It woke me up in the middle of the night, and I heard one word, and it said "go." I did not know what that meant, but I knew for the first time in my life, I was willing and ready to go wherever I was supposed to go, whatever I was supposed to be doing, and that. Having that in your spirit and having that hunger to search for what that means, no matter what length, what you have to go to, that was something that has driven me to the man and where I am today. And I watched those videos, and I tell, ladies and gentlemen, if you did you say they're also on the website as well, or just on Facebook?
Just on Facebook. I'm going to put it on the website, but right now they're on Facebook, and I'm going to be sharing more clips today and tomorrow.
God bless. That's wonderful. You had to say something, Lo.
Yeah, I did want to say something. You know, I grew up Jewish, and we didn't really, even though I was Jewish, we didn't practice for real. It was kind of like, you know, the holidays, and we had dinner, and it wasn't until I met Tommy that I started going to church, and I got saved. But in the beginning, what brought me to church was I thought, oh, this is so cool. This guy is the minister at that time. He's real. I'll look at him. He's wearing jeans. And he made me feel comfortable. But then I started to realize that he didn't stand up for those things like you were just saying about homosexuality and abortion, because he didn't want to offend anyone.
Right.
He wanted to keep everybody coming back. And
yes, he had a tremendous following,
yeah.
And it was his own downfall. We won't mention the minister because
since then,
for moral issues, he is no longer ministering, and
right.
he fell from, you know, and the public, ironically, the people who went to his church to this day, they've created a Facebook page saying, please come back. No,
wow.
You know, no, there was 30,000. Strong, and there was multiple
wow.
churches all over the place, and I'm sorry, I got comfortable too, you know. I mean, it was an atmosphere, but I realized something, and Lois and I talked about it after the fact.
But where was the message, and where was the Holy Spirit?
The Spirit was not there. That we never heard in the Spirit come down. We never heard anybody speak in tongues. It was always feel good. It was always listen. Oh, isn't the worship team
yep.
wonderful? You know,
and there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
right.
wrong with that. But when everything becomes sugar coated, or everything becomes for to make everybody feel good,
and to keep them coming back,
and the message is lost, what good is it? I'm not trying to offend anybody, but what good is it? You know, I mean, you're at the candy store. You're not getting anything. You know, you're sugarcoating life.
That's what
it's
we were talking
true.
About. I'm glad you said this, because this is what we were talking about. It has happened, and I was telling the people last night. I said, don't condemn yourself that this has happened, but we got to now make a change. We got to now stand up and say, wait a minute, this has gone too far. Because we do. We want people to come back to our service. We want people to be a part. We want people to sow and tie into the ministry, because we got a building God never told us to get in the first place.
Right.
God never told – there's things that we do as pastors and ministers and prophets God didn't tell us to do, but we want it because the world has it. That's just like Jeremiah. You remember Jeremiah was in the Bible, and he said, God, why do the wicked prosper before me? I serve you. I'm a prophet. They have more than me. And God been trying to help us for years. It's not about stuff. It's not about the big house. All of those things are good, but don't look at that. This man is living in sin. He's a homosexuality. He do people wrong. He have a mansion, and you don't, and you serve God with integrity. God said, wait a minute, but his end is destruction, not yours.
Right.
That's what we forget. And so that's why God, everything that you guys are saying, we are in agreement. God is now saying, I'm going to raise up some people who is not going to be afraid to say it. And we say it because we love people. And this is what happens. Some preachers take it personal. But when you share God's message, it's his message, not ours.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We are just the messenger. And if someone walk away from you because they was offended that you call sin sin, just trust that God, he will give the increase. All we do is plant and water. It's God's responsibility to give the increase, not us. So
that's
I'm
right.
glad we discussed this. And thank you for having me today, because I want people and the people of God to know that you're not wrong, and you're not walking in love because you tell someone the truth.
Amen. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
when
we were out in California, this is before Lois became a believer. Yeah, I mean, this show originated in a completely different format. It was we were in Hollywood, so I use the word secular, but we, from the beginning, within the first 2 months of us being on the air, God blessed us. At one point we had a spiritual I don't know what she was. She was a Baptist, the daughter of a Baptist minister, and she was very spiritual. We'll leave it at that. And we had another woman on who she had insight and wisdom, and within 2 weeks they were gone. And I took Lois. We went to a service. Our roommate at the time said, "Oh, you have to go to this service. They talk about love. It's agape. We have to go. We have to go." And so I, being brought up in the ministry, I said, "You know, okay, let's go." And Lois didn't have the experience, as she wasn't a believer at that time. So we went to this church, and it was like going to
a Hollywood event.
It was. It was like going to the Oscars. Oh, this star is going
what?
To be speaking. Yeah. Oh, yes.
They had
red velvet ropes. You know, you have to wait in line. Next, please. Next, please. And I was floored. You know, and they got there and said, "Oh, so and so is in the audience tonight." You know, and I looked at Lois and I said, "This the closest thing they came to that I knew of to be was this little light of mine." And the rest of it, it was all puffery. It was all to the masses. It was all, I don't even know, and I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, because, you know, in the Bahamas, where my family's from, agape, the agape church is a totally different thing, and that's what I was exposed to, so that's what I thought I was going to. They are very, very
Unity Church.
I never had an experience like this in my entire life. This particular minister is prominent. He is well known. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, even Oprah at one point endorsed him. And
wow.
We walked away from this, and I never went back. And I said, "Lois, I said that is not. That's not even close to what I was brought up. That is, I don't know what to call that. That is not the spirit of God."
Yeah.
That, I mean, they had, this was supposed to be agape love, and they had, Yoruban, there was all the stuff that I was floored that they were calling this was ministry, and that this was the presence of God. And
I don't think they even said Jesus one time.
No, they
the
never
whole
did.
Time we were there.
They never did, but
wow.
It goes back to something I saw you say just recently as well on the internet, and I thought it was beyond prophetic. There is a lot of people, actors, actresses, musicians, people who are said to be believers, and what they say to the public and what they do is sometimes very, very different, and they are leading a whole lot of people astray for the, you know, lack of better word, again, the feel good. Because they've got influence and they've got numbers, and the Bible talks about that. There's a whole lot of people that are going to be led astray, and it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show. You know, lack of knowledge. You know, but it's each individual. You know, just as much as you go to church and you seek the face of God, you have a responsibility as well to yourself, to your family.
Yes.
And that is a responsibility that we must be diligent about. And as you were just saying, because you have been there, people, doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you wrong. It's a matter of correction. God will course correct. And he will bring us where we need to be. At this particular time in the world, there is a movement happening. There is people rising up, as you said. There is those who are standing as living examples to say, you cannot do you cannot serve the world, and you cannot do both. And there's a lot of people that are standing up in anger saying, "Wait a minute, what do you mean I can't have the car and I can't?" No, it's not about worldly possessions. It's not about things. It's not about money. It is not about influence. It is not about numbers. It is not about power. It is about doing – I mean, it is a seed, as you were just saying, that is planted in each of our souls. And it is up to us to cultivate that. It is up to us to water that. It is up to us to bring those things to fruition, and it is up to us to diligently serve and seek individually. I mean, believe me when I tell you, folks, it is very, very important to be a member of the body of Christ, but it is equally just as important to be responsible as an individual to yourself, to the Lord, and to your family. You know, and you cannot split the hairs on this one. You cannot. What the rest of the world does, all those possessions and all of those things do not matter in the long run.
No, it doesn't.
They do not matter. And I think there's a lot of people that get caught up I'm not going to talk about my family bad, but there were some people in my family when I started hearing and we started talking about prosperity and all these things. That was not – I was brought up in Assembly of God Church. You know, I was blessed to have people in my church and hear the Spirit come down and to hear prophecy and to see things. But there were certain things that I realized as I grew up that they never talked about. There was things that I – as a man, when I started looking to God and looking for things that I had to go seek, that wasn't there in my roots. It wasn't that there was anything wrong, and some of these people, God bless them, they are friends and mentors and ministers who I have the utmost respect for to this day. But as an individual who is in the ministry and somebody who is seeking and guiding and people are looking, I have a responsibility to talk truth. And that means it is not about puffery. It is not about worldly possessions. It is not about money. It is not about numbers. It is not about likes on Facebook. It is not about so and so is following me on Twitter. It is about integrity. I'm going on.
No, go on.
This fires me up, man.
Yeah, it does, because listen, go ahead and talk about it, because this is what God is showing us. And I'm thinking of the scripture when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen. That's right.
First. There's a law right there. There's a principle. There's something that God wants us to look at. First, I'm first. I'm first. Not the car, not the house. I'm first. When you put me first, and guess what? My righteousness. Right standing with me. When you put that first, I'm going to open up doors, and all these things that you desire, that I know you desire, they shall be added unto you. I'm going to reward you in this lifetime, but don't put that first. I mean, that's what's happening. People are putting the possession and worldly possessions first above God.
That's the truth.
And he's changing that. So tell me, I love everything that you're saying, and I'm glad you have me on the show, because this is a very prophetic day, and it's a prophetic moment, because you guys had me on right after the event that we had last night, and it was something unusual happened. It wasn't about me preaching last night. It wasn't about my network. It was about men and women of God coming together, sharing their gifts and talents that God has given us with people who need it. So I was speaking last night. Prophetess Julie Hampton, she spoke last night, powerful woman of God. She's on Facebook. My wife, Prophetess Marguerite Griffin, worshiped. The anointing was so thick. I'm talking about thick. My wife literally sat down, and the worship kept going. The anointing was so heavy that the worship leader sat down. And the people were still weeping and crying out to God, because God was in the house. People said that they saw angels walking in the house. This one lady said she literally saw Jesus in the building. People was weeping and crying, falling out, getting set free. And it wasn't about a certain man doing it. It wasn't about, and I was sitting in the back just crying, saying, Lord, look at you. I'm sitting in the back of the service. Working on the sound, because I do media and stuff like that. So I'm working on the sound while the people of God is up there prophesying, and Julie and my wife, and then I came up, and it was just a move of God, and God showed me something. He said, Marquez, if you just learn to move out of my way, all I want you to do is just speak what I'm saying. And this is what happened. God said, Marquez, I'm about to do a move of God. Amos 3:7 said that God will do nothing in the earth unless he reveals it to his servant, the prophet. That means there's something locked up in heaven right now. Okay? There's something in heaven right now. And when God get ready for something in heaven to be revealed in the earth, he talks to somebody. He talks to some, and he talks to the prophet. I hear God even say now, even this radio broadcast, this Blog Talk Radio, is prophetic. This is a voice to the nations.
Amen. That's right.
And there's going to be more dreams that God give you and your wife. There are going to be more dreams. I'm talking about dreams that is going to be for nation, national dreams, and you're going to have to get on this broadcast and share exactly the dream that God gave to you and what is to come. God's going to use this as a vehicle to drive warnings to homes and nations so people can hear truth when they're not hearing truth in their local church. And God's going to use this Blog Talk Radio show, and it's going to go out over and over again. I literally see the shofar and the trumpet being blown from this radio broadcast. God said miracles are going to happen through this broadcast. Deaf ears will open because of this broadcast. Blinded eyes will be open because of this broadcast. Literally, you're going to hear more testimonies about broken hearts being healed like never before. People are going to be calling you. People are going to be telling you that they've been healed, their heart's been broken. I'm talking about a real broken heart. My son, 3-month-old, died in 2012 of SID. Passed away in his sleep. And I literally, my heart was broken. People asked me, they said, how are you doing? I said, I now know what a broken heart is. I thought I knew what a broken heart when my high school girlfriend broke up with me. Woo, boom, my son died. Woo.
Yes.
I thought my heart was broken when my first love dumped me. But when my only son died, three months, and I'm serving God in the ministry. I was supposed to catch a flight that night to go to Miami with Dr. Murdoch in Florida. I just got through packing the sound equipment so I can fly to Florida with Dr. Murdoch and the team. And my son passed away when I got home before my wife was about to take me to the flight. My wife was preparing. We was getting ready to get in the car. And I went to check on the baby. He had passed away. And my heart was broken. But God said, this radio broadcast is going to mend those broken hearts. The heart that has been shattered. People that's been raped. Women that's been, I literally see women that's been raped. They're going to come to you. You're going to hear more emails. You're going to see more people coming to you because they're hurting. They're broken. There's people going to come to you that's been abused in church. People that's being manipulated. God said people that's been manipulated. There's going to be people who are in a cult. God said he's going to use you. He's raising you up. And you know things about witchcraft and all this kind of stuff. And God's going to use you to break the power of witchcraft off people's lives.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. You know, just so you know, in the fall of 2013, the exact same thing happened to Lois and I, and it broke my heart. And our daughter, I was so angry because I was serving the Lord, and I was so on fire for God, and I was so angry and broken. And I honestly didn't think we were going to make it through it as a couple, as a married couple. And Lois and I, by the ministry of some worship through Daystar and music and actually really seeking the face of God, were able to heal physically, personally, individually. And what we are doing today, I completely understand. I'm in tears over here because what you were just saying, I lived it. I've lived it. And I commiserate. I understand exactly what you're talking about. I understand exactly how that feels. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I just had a moment of time going back, and I see you look like you're ready to cry too, honey. I only know to keep moving forward. I only know that today.
Yes.
That which, you know, I heard a word in the fall of 2013 where the Spirit came to me and said, your daughter is here with us and she's waiting for you. And that was the beginning of a healing process for me, because I literally remember standing in the living room of our apartment at that time, raising my fists in anger to God, saying, why? Why would you do this? Why would you do this? And I suffered across the board. I suffered physically, mentally, spiritually, because I was so angry and defiant to God, and Lois did too. Lois did too. We were ripped apart, but as we sought the face of God, we are stronger today as a couple. We are stronger today individually. We can say, as I said to you earlier, every single season of our life has brought new understanding, wisdom, deliverance, guidance, and we are stronger because of it. And it is not for any other reason than we persevered in the face of every single thing. When you said earlier that last 5 years there has been the world that has suffered us, I tell you from living experience, it is the honest to God's truth. We are in a new deliverance, folks. We are in a new season.
Yes.
We are in a new season right now. And everything that we have survived is a living testimony of God's grace, God's love, and God's peace. There is a reason for everything. Whether you understand where you are at or what you are going through right now, you are not alone. You are not alone. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what may be happening in your life right now, that God is there and he is faithful to his word. And through the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross, we are delivered right here, right now. Praise God. Praise God. Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Well, we are at the latter part of our show, and we have to start getting ready to wrap up. Yes.
I do have a question for you. When are you coming back to Florida with Dr. Mike anytime soon?
I'm really not sure. Probably not anytime soon. If the Lord lead me, if doors open, yes, I would love to be in Florida. But God has really put on my heart the Dallas-Fort Worth area, specifically Fort Worth. And so, you know, God talks to us and tells us things. But if God speaks to me, I would be there faster than you know it. You know that.
But here's the ironic twist. When we drove through Texas, and ironically, this will tell you something. In the summer of 2011, I was literally suffering, physically suffering. And this is before God was blessed me and healed me, literally. We were literally in Dallas, Fort Worth, right there at the end of by the airport. And I had no idea. I didn't know who Dr. Mike was at that time. I didn't know who Pastor Larry and Tiz were. I did not know who Marcus and Joni and the Daystar Network. I didn't know who any of you guys were. But we were literally right there. And from then until now, I mean, up until this past year, Lois and I said, we will never go back there. You could pay us enough money. We will never go back there. I cannot say that that's how I feel today. I cannot say that.
Wow.
I honestly feel that there is a calling, and I do feel drawn to that area of the country for many, many reasons.
If you come, we would love to have you at the PMG Network. You and your wife come speak and share and let God use you prophetically.
We'd be honored. We'd be absolutely honored.
We'll have to plan that.
Brother, why don't you give the people again how they can find you on the internet and all of the ways that they can reach you to connect to you and to your book and to everything as we wrap up the show today.
ThePainRemover.com. Just search ThePainRemover.com. I'm on that. Once you go to painremover.com, all my links, you can connect with me through email, prophetmarquez@gmail.com. My Facebook is Prophet Marquez, and also my YouTube channel. I have so much content, video content on YouTube, and God is doing some great things, so I want you to be a part of it. Connect with me. Sign up for my email list because I send out emails every single week, sometimes every single day for a long period of time. So just sign up for that. It's absolutely free.
I can tell you from personal experience, folks, I am signed up and I do receive them. And I'm telling you, 60 days ago, my life and everything in our lives was completely different. I'm not saying that we were diligently seeking the face of God, but I can tell you this. Go out and get this book because it has changed our lives. And, brother, thank you for coming on the show today. We welcome you back to the world stage. Anytime you want to come back on, the stage is yours. If you receive a word or you have something you want to share, we will gladly open the doors and allow you to speak.
Thank you.
Anytime.
You got something to say, my love?
I wanted to say thank you. I know we had a hard time scheduling, but obviously this was God's plan, and
God's
today
time.
Was that day.
That's right. God's time always.
Yes, it was. You're right about that. And thank you. We love you so much, me and my wife. We really do.
We feel the same way. We release you to your the rest of your weekend, and God bless you.
And the next time you come on, you bring your wife with
Yes.
Oh, I sure will. That'll be great.
We'll plan toward it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
All right. Bye.
That was amazing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to the end of our show, yes, it was amazing. You're absolutely right. And I feel so blessed. What a word was spoken today. And I wasn't expecting to cry.
We've been crying a lot on the air lately.
This is true.
That's the number one rule, you know, for your guests. You're not supposed to make the host cry. I try to tell you that all the time.
You know what? I'm humble enough as a man that I don't mind shedding tears of joy and tears when it's deserved. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the end of the show, and we want to thank our guest today.
Yes.
I'm speechless at the moment.
Well, I felt the presence of God here. Not that I don't always, but today was amazing.
Amen.
And
amazing.
I'm blown away by His wisdom.
Well, you know, it's we each have our own story. And to think for a moment that our story is any different than anybody else, it should be. Each of us should have our own story. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't choose to work through us and that there's not a reason for every single thing. I had to go through everything I went through in my life, survive all the things I did to be the guy I am today, you know. And I remember talking to my dad going back, and he thought I was crazy. Because he's like, don't you wish you would have made a different choice and done something different? And I'm not saying that there's not wisdom in that. I'm not saying that there's not things I wish I would have done a little differently. But I also look at it in the greater scheme of things. If I would have done anything differently or changed it, I wouldn't be the man I am today. And for that, I am truly grateful. Ladies and gentlemen, as we wrap up the show, we want to thank Prophet Marquez, for being on the show with us today.
You know, I wanted to say to him, the PMG
Network. Yes.
I thought those were his, because it is, it's his initials. PMG, Prophet Marquez Griffin.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I thought it was, so I was kind of surprised when he said the other, the meet and greet. But, or maybe, you know, it was a coincidence that it worked out that way.
I didn't think of that. We'll have to write him out and make him smile. Yeah, well, Prophet's meet and greet. That's interesting. His initials.
Yes.
Wow.
So I just want to publicly say again to him, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for, it was an amazing show today. And it just feels like every time that we bring someone on that comes with the Word of God, the show just keeps getting better and better. And I'm in awe.
I am truly amazed at the presence of God and the Spirit. When it comes on the show, I let it flow. I see no reason not to. Every single person who we've had on as a guest has been a blessing.
It's true.
And it's growing, and it's not about us. It's about the message, and it's about that which the Lord, it's His medium, what He wants to say, not ours. That being said, folks, let's get back to the end of the show. Let's talk about quickly the listener contests. First of all, we do have a listener contest going on right now. We have one one of our guests, the Chrysagis Brothers, is working on. They're also doing a tremendous tour right now, but they are working on illustrations for one of the children's stories. We have two others. We welcome you to write to us and to submit your own illustrations for these children's stories. They will be in world publication around the world, as well as our listener contest. We have a listener contest for you to be able to create an ending for our show. Now, we welcome all different formats and genres of music. It should be a minute and a half long at the very latest. It should have the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, my name, Tommy Bahamas, my host name, as well as my lovely wife, LJ.
Or you can call me Lois.
Lois. And finally, as we expand into the Undenied Radio Studios and Television Network, we are looking for a web designer and app creator. As I said at the beginning of the show, we do have a skeleton version of the show up. We do ask you if you have gotten anything from today's broadcast to help us stay on the air, help us to get a better website and to get better equipment for the broadcast. You can sow a seed right now at tlbethel.com, which is the website. We are talking to two different individuals about getting a new website up and running, and we're hoping that's going to come to fruition in the next 30 days or so. As we go into this week, folks, we want you to remember to honor Good Friday and Easter, which is a week from tomorrow.
Passover, too.
Passover starts on Friday.
And
we honor our Jewish roots, and we hope you will, too. You can contact us directly for any of the submissions I just mentioned at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call the studio at 424-281-9822. God bless you folks this weekend. We love you, and we thank you for being on the air with us and listening to us as we broadcast around the world.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience in coming back with us. We apologize for the last few weeks and the last couple months of living life. We thank Prophet Marquez for being on with us today. And
we thank God.
We thank God. We thank God, and we thank you, our listeners. And if you are on Twitter and you want to follow us, you can follow me directly at TLBethel32 at Twitter.
Don't try to follow me because I don't know how to tweet, and, well, I don't really care. If you have something to say to me, you know how to get me on Facebook, or you can tweet my husband and he'll give me the message.
This is very true. Don't forget, 53 days to a better you.
If you read it.
Read it. It's truly inspiring. And Lois and I, thank you for being with us today. And, you know, just remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's your choice to be glad and give thanks. And we do. So we say to you, as we go to the winner of this season's Provocative Thoughts Listener Contest, Mr. Sean Szymaszek, go Schmaz. We say, as we say at the end of every show, God bless you and
take it easy.
Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. Not your average, ordinary radio station. Not your average, ordinary DJ. It's Tommy Bahamas and the love of his life, his wife LJ. Coming at you across the globe. USA. Give them a call, even if you only want to say hello. They love to have you being a guest on their radio show. Provocative thoughts, positive vibration. Provocative thoughts, positive vibrations. provocative thoughts, positive vibrations.